what other problems, what other things. So it was all like artificial, was not real. We have to know each other more, that's for sure. But last time wasn't simply a good setup, because I couldn't even get the input, because I was just too vulval. So I thought together about working with the thing which came out. That's what's bothering one of the most things, is like around this sugya of emunah and bitoch. Yeah, because that's what you're working, having a job. Emunah and bitoch has a very big, is a very big sugya. So I don't go the way you would want to go, that you speak about there. What are you doing here, man? Emunah and bitoch is not made about what you think. The spirit there, whether they can have bitoch that you have a golden watch or not. That's not interesting for me. Because I'm happy with my watch, I don't need a golden one. You need a golden one? Not so much. It's good with what you have.
A smart one.
That's what you want. But that has several hurdles to overcome, you know. No. The point is, we have to find a way that we make our life an inviting place for the Borei Olam. Okay? We make our life an inviting place for the Borei Olam. I think that's the first thing, otherwise we can't have Bitochen and Emunah and that's all. Do you have in your life, like it's an inviting place to go once in a while to your family, and you feel very much that it's an inviting place. They love you, come, you know. And it's not love tafke that an inviting place doesn't mean that it's everything only geared for you, but you feel that it's a good place to be. And when we have a mood of bitochen, the first thing is we have to see whether our life is such a life which is an inviting place for the Borei Olam. Yeah? And afterwards we can, and I will now go a little bit for that, because it's connected to last time, but now it's simply, it's better now, it's better clear. Yeah? Clear, it's not so clear, but my, for example, I thought about Bitochen, which I will not speak about that specifically, when I thought how much I will be a liar when I speak to you. So I found that I'm a very big liar, because I don't live the life you live. Because you have two things for sure, which very much as a yeshivish guy in Eretz Yisrael, I don't have that. First, there's no clear correlation by me between work and income. I have like a dream job, or no job, or a butler, or whatever you want, however you want to call that. I can't sit there. And I don't go to the kill and I say I don't feel well, and the mefaket is busy or whatever it is now, and I don't have to come. I still get the same money. There's no correlation between that. I do more work, less work, I will not have more or less panos. So I thought, I'm a real liar to them, you know. I'll say, everything for the boilom. But there's a correlation between work and money. By me, it's no correlation, so it's very easy to say. Second, I do not have a ol kaspi on my head, which is l'shem shomayim. You call that tuition over here. Which people are drowning in that. Yeah? But you can't get rid of that. You can't say, no, I don't pay tuition, because then your children won't have education. You can't send your children to public schools where they have to have a metal detector by the entrance, you know, you wouldn't send your children there. So you can't do that. So there's no bitochen on that. No one on that. And you have to pay that. That is l'shem shomayim, and you're caught. So these two things, I wanted to be erlich. These two things showed me, leichter, you have to be erlich with these people. You know, you can't just say, have bitochen and it will be okay, because it's an entirely different world. At the community, okay, I want you to be erlich. So I have to I always have to make sure we speak the same language. So you understand that I don't want to come and speak about bitochen the way once my people speak. It's all of your money, Saivisai from the Beroilo, and Saivisai comes from there. And you know, it's only a klola from the other Mauritian, and it's all Hevel Avolim, and then in the end I tell you, but your Hevel Avolim, please give it to me, you know. So that's not my way of no. It's a very real life. It's very real. It's even very tough. And the point is, it's a very tight life. Life is very tight. Your dischayvus is now very tight. And now this life has to be an inviting place for the Beroilo. Good? That was my take. Whenever it's wrong, you'll tell me that. But that was my thought. That when you think about having bitochen, you think about having a relationship to a Beroilo in a background which is like a tight background. Yeah? It's, as a working person, it's pretty tight. Pretty, ischayvus are here, ischayvus are here. You know, you have to do things and you have to go and you have to work. And then you say, okay, down to the Beroilo that, what's the hand? Okay, good. How do you do that? How do you create that your life is an inviting place? Now, we have to be very careful. Be very careful that it's like this. The Beroilo can't be only the provider of the solution of my problems. That's not inviting. That's not an inviting place. You don't have an inviting place for a plumber. But when your brother-in-law is here, oh, Chalkheim. So your brother, so when your brother-in-law would be for a construction man or for a plumber, your home is not an inviting place for a plumber. Yeah. When you need a plumber, you have to take him, and it's a very good place to work. But it's not, you don't invite a plumber to your home. You should work there. No, it's not an inviting place. It's also not an inviting place for an electrician. An electrician needs to solve the problem. So the Beroilo is not an electrician and not a plumber. That's not being inviting the Beroilo. And this is the first mistake you make when you have such a setup the way we have. That we have our obligations and we need to meet the ends, and then we think about the Beroilo, and then the Beroilo is like degraded to a plumber, yeah? Which is very much needed. You need a plumber, and then you feel I make the Beroilo enter my home, but it's not an inviting place. Your life is not inviting the Beroilo. Your life is depending on the Beroilo. I don't want that big time. Yeah? I don't want that because first it has to be a pleasant place to be for the Beroilo. Huh? Clear? I think it's pretty clear. So this is the background which I thought about when I speak to working people which are really working. Huh? You're really working and work in America today is very tough, very demanding, and you can't cut, there are no cutting the edges. That is the difference between this yeshivish way I live, excuse me to tell you, but it's this yeshivish way I live is godless autumn, like, you know, whatever you want to do, and it doesn't make really a difference what you do, and this very tough life you have as a working person, that your obligations and what you are demanded is very clear, and there has to be an inviting place for the Beroilo. How do you think you do that? Not solving your problems, not making your I'm not against anyone over here, so perhaps you have to first have the clarity about the language I speak. I'm not against anyone. I don't People, a lot of times they think that I want to speak against people who say what I say is not what I want to speak. They say, and now he speaks against Pliny. I don't know what people say. I only think myself. I don't know what people say. It could be that people on the way say things. I say, no, that's a stus. Then someone said that, so what shall I do? You know, and I'm not there to put people down. I don't want that. But you have to understand, it's a big problem when you take emunah bitochen in this, when you have a very rigid life and a very demanding life, and then you want to make the Borei Olam enter straight, then he only solves your problems. And that's a very poor relationship. Clear? Clear? So I want to have a deeper one. That's very much connected to what we spoke last time also a little bit, but perhaps we'll go for, I think that one is now a little bit more interesting, that's right, and more lamaisim. But I'm not more lamaisim, it's more like an actual problem we have. Yeah? An actual problem we have. Clear? Now, just you think now a little bit also, that in that whole planter you have to give that emunah over to your children too. Yeah? It's not only you, it's your children too. You have to give that emunah to your children. And then this is very dangerous. Because you know yourself that for your own emunah is that the Borei Olam once in a while, not so in such a perceivable way, is really helping, you know, when you have problems. Things that say, yeah, you have problems, once in a while you have panosa problems, once in a while you have health problems, and then you daven, and then the Borei Olam is not just the next day bestowing you with all the goods. And then what you tell your children, I davened to the Borei Olam, and he said no. Ha! Gewaldig, huh? I davened to the Borei Olam, he said no again, you know. I said, that's all over. That doesn't go over, you know. We have a clear? Okay. So, let's first see. Good. So let's see the first thing. This whole problem, let's say, this whole, not the problem, but so the gisha of life, which the demands are so strong and so clear, they are creating preferences in your head. Huh? That means what you are obligated to do, that's the first preference. You have to pay tuition, you have to pay mortgage, it's worse. You have to pay our credit card, you know. This, I don't know how to handle that. I don't know how to handle these things, but it's the same thing when you have a credit card, then that's a big pressure, you know? That's a big pressure. Or you have a mortgage to pay, that's a big pressure. You just can't, because in these days, you can't just shuffle around. You can't do that. Yeah? So you have to do it. So this being obligated in such a rigid way, that creates preferences which on their own. First preference, pay the mortgage. That preference occupies your mind from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the morning next day, let's say. And that's first preference. That means your life is not an inviting place for the Borei Olam, because your life is caught by the mortgage. Clear? Yeah? This can't be. Huh? This can't be. So what, you have to convince yourself now? You immediately think, I have to convince myself? That, no, it's not, no, the Borei Olam, you see, what you do, what you say, now, let's say you pay a mortgage, I don't know what you pay or not pay, let's say paying a mortgage, or, yeah, paying a trip to the moon, well, what's the middle, yeah, paying something, and it's very much on your head, what do you do then, you say, that really pressed on my head, what do you do now? Then you go back to the way of thinking, say, no, Hashem Yazor. That means he's the super plumber. He will take care of that mortgage. And that frees me to make it in. That's his Tzvat Pitzvat Suyo. First, the Borei Olam has to take away the mortgage, and then he can then come in, you know. That's not an inviting place for anyone. I don't think, Shimon, when you will invite me to your home and say that, you know, first you have to dig your own basement, and then you'll be invited. You know what? I will not come. That's not inviting. You have to have a basement first. That's right. So you can't come and say, there's a mortgage pressing on my head, or the health issue pressing on my head, now the Borei Olam has to help there, and then I'll smile to him. And then I have to smile beforehand. But how do you do that? Yeah? The problem. So we have to understand the first thing in making my life and inviting presence. Now you'll see something very lamaisa now. The first thing, making my life an inviting place, I have to find an island throughout my day where I can have the right preferences. Let's say tuition. This is what I thought before. I don't know where you're holding with that. Let's say tuition. Tuition has a tendency that the whole chinuch is a question of money. And when you think, a lot of times you think, chinuch is a question of money. It's a question of money. That means I have to pay the tuition, I have to pay the camp, I have to pay a tutor, I have to pay. And suddenly you see that I take this sugya the wrong way around. Chinuch is not a question of money. Money is only a mean towards an end, which is chinuch. Yeah? So I have to create in my life, in my day with my son or my children, that there is chinuch happening without a penny. Without anything. Having good time together, sitting together, laughing together, having a chinuch experience together without money. Not without tuition, without money. And this time shows me the relationship with my children and the growth of my children are first preference. In that time I see that. And then I am living a different life. I have in the sugya of educating the children, or in the sugya of for example, I will have to pay a mortgage, but I have to pay a mortgage in order to have a house, and I have to have a house in order to have a functional family or good family. And functional family means that I smile to my wife. Yeah? So I can't have the mortgage crushes my head and I have to pay that, and that's why I'm depressed and I am aggressive and I am not relating to anyone, because that is the wrong preference. My life got mixed up from that enormous pressure which is there. What do I have to do? I can't say the mortgage will be paid. No. But I have to experience that the family, for me, is a family which is a good place, a good relationship. I put the preferences back. Yeah? When you have a health issue, then the health issue is not only about getting rid of that. It's about how can I relate to life, or can I relate to the boy, or to the girl, or to the father or mother, wherever this machle, there's still a person there. Yeah? I have to live that the preferences are right. I can't do it the whole day, but I have to have islands like this in my life. Clear? We'll speak about that. Because I speak a little bit now what is the background of that in order to make it clear, and then we'll discuss it a little bit together perhaps. The point of an inviting place to the Bir Olam with your problems is that you are able to see that your problems are a source of growth and not a need of solution. Then you invite the Bir Olam. But when you have no tziur in your life that there is somewhere to grow to, that's you tell the Bir Olam, look, I have such a good relationship to my wife, which I experienced when I sit with her or have a good time together. Help me that this pressure shouldn't destroy that. I should be able to grow beyond that pressure and having a good family life. I still pay the mortgage, but I daven to the Bir Olam, I should be able to grow. But I daven to the Bir Olam, I should be able to grow, not I should be the God Lador. I should be able to grow in that seed which is already there, not able to grow somewhere else. I want to escape that solution that the Bir Olam only has to provide the solution. No, he provides growth. But when he has to provide growth, he has to provide growth to a point where I already experience that the seed is already there. I want to grow towards that. Yeah. Das ist die, that's my life is now an inviting place for the Borei Olam. That means I have the right preferences, I have a good relationship in the family, not the whole day. Nachon, half of the day I'm occupied with a mortgage and that drives me crazy. But I have certain times a day where I feel that that's a good home to be. And now I have to pay that mortgage. I ask the Borei Olam that his mortgage shouldn't suffocate me, to be adarabah. It should be a place that I'm growing in order to build a home which is like this thing which I experience, not the whole day, but a little bit. Otherwise your life is not inviting to the Borei Olam. You have no point in your life where the Borei Olam can enter. Yeah? Only as a solution to your problems. That's a very poor entry. Most of the people, they make the Borei Olam enter in order to solve their problems. And they see that they think that's tefillah. No. Tefillah is asking for Siyata Dishmaya that you're able to grow. Much more like this.
Growing from the problem? Growing from having the problem? Or from the solution?
No, even from having the problem. The tefillah, I will tell you where that comes from, when that's interesting. Yeah? Where it comes from, and it's interesting. The point of the tefillah is that I want to bring the Borei Olam closer to my wife, to my life. That I want to bring him closer to my life. And he should give me, where I have problems, he should give me a help. That's why I'm coming to Davon. Exactly, that's why I'm coming. You know, I have a problem, and I want that you should help me. But now, you have to understand, when I want that you should help me means that I want that this problem shouldn't be the end. Because a problem I have makes borders, rigidity in my life. And the help of the Borei Olam is always beyond the borders. So you always take that beyond the borders means the Borei Olam will make a miracle beyond nature. He'll perhaps make that money should rain through the roof. Why not? Or you should make that Buffett is a Jew and it's my uncle. That's good. And they start noch heute, yeah. And he even dies, you know. So that's ganz good. That could be. Efscher is my uncle. I have no news from them, you know. So could be what makes common miracles in the world. The Borei Olam goes beyond the borders. But which borders? He goes beyond the borders which your problems impose on you. That means it makes like this. Oh! And now the beyond the borders doesn't mean that he's giving a solution which is miraculous. He makes that this one should go like this. That's beyond the borders. That's an S. It should suffocate you. But the problem is going to, you can live with it. Why is that not an S? Why isn't that the Siyata Dishmaya? Why do you have the Siyata Dishmaya to solve the problem? You have a Siyata Dishmaya, you can't grow from that. It doesn't suffocate you. The point of the problem is it gives you, it makes a gvul. Yeah? It's like you ask for the Borei Olam for tzedakah, like, yeah? The Borei Olam gives you tzedakah, that's what he answers your tefillah. But when he gives you tzedakah, what is the best tzedakah? That you can live on your own. That's what he does. He doesn't give you tzedakah that you should be depending on him. You live on your own. That means that thing which seemed like not livable will be livable. It's a mess. I don't know whether you see that this is a mess, because that was the limitation which suffocated me. It makes a group. I can't breathe. I can't see. I can't do anything. And now the Borei Olam makes, oh, I can. But this is a very simple emunah. It's a very, I try to make it very simple. Not solving the problem with some miraculous input, not being a plumber, having this Siyata Dishmaya that my life should be a life together with the Borei Olam. By time I see it only an hour a day. I want to have a life with the Borei Olam more hours, more time. I want to see him more. That is the most basic emunah and bitoch. That there is growth, future. Not that there is a solution. There is growth, future. That's the most basic emunah, and that's an emunah which for us is lacking. And we think it's religiously lacking. Because, I will wait now. Till now it's more or less clear. More or less clear. It is, I try to say something which is a little bit workable. That means you can create such things. I see it myself. And I have a problem on my head. For example, I have a problem still. My son, my second son, is not having a dira, and I thought I would make big money when I'll sell my dira in Ramot, which has huge rooms, but only one side. It's like a cottage which had only one side of air. That's like a minus. My tension grew up there, but people don't want that so much. But it's a big house, and I bought one in Telstad. I thought, I make big money. And then, with the time, it became smaller, and the money which I make became smaller. And now I sold my dira, and I bought a new one, and I will not pay more than I get. But whether I get so much more than I pay, so what will be with my son, you know? So this is it's a problem. Yeah? It's not that too big of a problem, but it's a problem with my son, not me. I didn't sign anything, you know. But it's a problem. It's a problem. What do we do now? So that was exactly the same thing. I was there, and I was going into a stage where I saw, I really, what do you want from me? Why do you make that to me? You know, even the one which makes the shatchan for the dealers, how do you call that? The one which makes the real estate, you know. He evaluated the dira more than I got for the money. You know, that's a big chiddush, because normally they evaluate very low. You know, they should make the money. I don't know why, but it's like, okay, so you blame the Ashkoch and say, okay, you wanted to. Ratzita litfokoti, or mashu kaseh, you call it in Hebrew, you know? You wanted to cheat me. Okay, so what shall I do? Okay, what shall I do? But now, please, you know, what shall I now. On the way to be suffocated when you say same thing. But now I say no, vice versa. This can also be a place for growth. This can be a place for growth by me. There is a future there. Another place for growth, which I don't know how that will be, whether or how my son will have it here or not. But it will be okay. It will be okay. It will be livable. Where do I see it's livable? You know what? Because I learn with my son Chavrusa, and I see him growing in life, and I see that he's a big person, and I say, look, there's such a good life going on there. I'm sure that you will provide a good life for him. Not, you will not solve my problems, perhaps I will not be able to pay anything. I take this sugi different. It's, I want you to help my son. I didn't want money. And now I look at my son, and I look at the Borei Olam, and see, he is so, such a good boy, and he gets so much Satad Ishmaya in learning and in his self growth. And I see that. I see, this is the Sugya, and it's a good Sugya. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam helped me that I should grow to be Toivach in this Sugya, not help me to solve my problem. I see it in a different context. When I have to, and I have children which are chashol, not healthy, so I have to see, but the context of the family is still there. Rebbeinu Shalom give me the koyach that my family should be a smiling family with that problem, and then perhaps it will be also solved or not, but that's not the point. The point is I have a smiling family, because this is what I experience. But I have to first experience that. It's not only a belief that whenever that everyone will be healthy, then I'll smile. Then the Borei Olam is a plumber. So see the difference. It is a ganz andere Sorte Emunah. The Emunah is mehr lebedig. One has to do that first. Otherwise, it's a poor Emunah and a poor Tefillah. And Tefillah means beyond the borders. But who tells you Tefillah means beyond the borders? That you get all the refuahs miraculously and all the money miraculously, and that's beyond the borders. That's like childish. It's like a childish Emunah. No, it's beyond the borders. Which borders? The borders which make me suffocate, which I feel I can't live with it. But it's beyond that. But the beyond doesn't mean, I don't mean, okay, clear, yeah? It's a very lamaisadika thing. You could really, I tried it out in that case, I tried it out in other cases. Also, I have to work with people only on that when you are social worker or when you are a psychologist or whatever you are. And so once in a while you have to work with people only that you see that perspective, that your life is not about suffocating you. Yeah? Because there is other preferences there are other things there going on, yeah?
So I'm saying, basically saying that like Amuna and Bitachon is like Chazon says, it's Komad al Rahman al Tav, not that necessarily it's going to turn, that you're going to get all the money that you're hoping for. It's whatever the neighbors tell you, you come to that Hakar, that Komad al Rahman.
Yeah, that's similar to that. But I wanted to make it in that, that's right. That's basically what the Chazon says. But I wanted to make in that modern assault understanding that you understand the problem isn't a plumber. You have to understand what the Chazon Ish is coming to a fuka as thing, which is a very big problem for us, because we think the Borei Olam only enters the picture as a plumber. Not, we don't make only a mistake in the Bitochen, in the Geder of Bitochen. What you say, the Chazon Ish is, you take a machlokes between the Chovos HaVavos and the Chazon Ish, and it's a Ramban or it's a Nefesh Chaim which says on Klal Yisrael, and then you say Yashpikel Shivu Torah, that you say there's a Machlokes Rishonim with the Achronim, and you make, I know someone which made a Shivu Torah, you know, can you be Boitechen something specific, and then you say the Chazon Ish Shita and the Chovos HaVavos Shita and the Shita, and you do not see that the whole problem is a different problem altogether. It's whether your life is together with the Borei Olam or not. He is not a plumber of yours. You didn't hire him. This is the Kula Almazi. This is the Kula Almazi. That's not the Machloikas. There is no Machloikas like this. The ones which say, not like the Chazon Ish, and say Rabbi Soil, whatever it is, never, ever, the Borei Olam was your plumber. Never, ever. It was only how far he enters your life to that extent that you can rely on him in a particular sense, only in a Klolistika sense. But it's always about entering life. Now you understand it's a very big madrege that you should be able to say, I'll get a golden watch, which, okay, again, I don't need it. I'm happy with my watch, you know. But it's a big madrege, but you see how people are understanding the machlokes. That's what I wanted to do, afuke. They understand the machlokes as a very technical machlokes. You know these machlokes. Every yeshiva bocher asks you that. Can you be Beteach in the Dovah Mesuyim or not? But there's a background to that question which is very disastrous. Because he thinks the Borei Olam enters the picture as a helper or as a plumber for my problem with a tzinot, with a tzaneret, or whatever it is. That's the way he enters the picture. The Borei Olam enters the picture before that. He enters your, but you have to make your life an inviting place for him. Huh? It has to be an inviting place. And then you can say, I'm going now. The first step is like the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish knew the Nefesh Chaim Baal Peh, and knew that the Nefesh Chaim says that the bitochen of the Klal Yisrael, that the Yam should be split in front of them, and they went into the Yam. That's why the Yam got split. So the Nefesh Chaim does not like the Chazon Ish. That's right. So it's Machlokes, Nefesh Chaim is the Chazon Ish. What you want to make, you can say whatever you want. I don't like machlokes in the world. I know I'm not into that. I don't know whether over here in America it's also all full with machlokes mistoma. That was you didn't say about. You know, but I'm not into these machlokes things. I never had a kick out of that, even thinking about to be talking in these terms. This is what I want to afuke. I want to afuke, but I think it's a basic mistake in the whole understanding of the relationship to the Borei Olam, that you think that he helps you in your problems. No, he enters your life. He enters your life, and you have to make your life an inviting place. You see, my life is something which goes together with the Borei Olam. Where do you see it? Our problem is that in our problems, intrinsically, we don't see it.
So when we go a step back. What if a person doesn't have any problems? Like, what if Hashem usually, there are problems, but let's say a person doesn't have a problem.
Well, you have a big question, Harry. That's the mice about you.
I mean, there's some, I'm saying that, I don't think I'm going to be talking only for when there's problems. Right now, I'm here, I'm listening to God. Right now, there's no problems in my mind. So, where is the Buddha coming in and B'tachon coming right now?
You know what the Torah says about that? The Torah says about that, Shomanto, Oviso, Kosiso. That's the most dangerous place to be. That is a Torah full with that. The Torah is full with psukim, which they tell you that when you have all of the goods and you have all no problems, you'll forget the Borei Olam.
I'm not saying that he's coming from being a he's saying his question is how do you
understand, but the Borei Olam, the Torah says this is a problem. His question is a real problem, a real question. The Mora says, the Medrash Tanchuma says that the Emoras were beautiful and rich, and when they wouldn't have a problem with children, they wouldn't dive into the Borei Olam altogether. And that's why it made them not having children. I said, Tanchuma. So a foolish Tanchuma. Tanchuma says that. But that could be, but I only want to show you that Chazal made that a problem, no? The Emoras. The Emoras were big people, bigger than you and me. But they were beautiful, and they were rich, and when they would have children.
Leah was rich, Rachel was.
What?
Leah was rich, Rachel was.
No. You ask them the Tanchuma, ask them what you want. What you want. The Tanchuma says that. Tanchuma says, they were rich, they were beautiful, and they would have children, they wouldn't dive to the Borei Olam altogether. So he made them. So the big question is, so it helped, and when they wouldn't be beautiful, then it would be enough. See, what was he giving? They wouldn't be beautiful, that would be good, that they would daven, they should make a lifting or whatever they were doing, was he giving devils, you know? You see in the Tanchuma that when you don't feel that you are lacking, your relationship to the Borei Olam is extremely difficult. Extremely.
Well, unless it goes with your feeling in life is coming because of your Emunah B'Tachon.
Could all be. I already tell you, Tanchuma, you ask for the Tanchuma, you don't think, hey!
In general,
I mean, it's
a person holding up from a dragon where he's defeating, he'll understand that everything, every single zach he has comes from the Rosh Hashanah. He has no sheep, anything else, the less of the Rosh Hashanah gives to him. He's feeding with his D-room and then house with everything, and he's. That's from a
dragon, and you mean it, but let's go very simple. The way the Tanchuma says, the way they say, you approach the Borei Olam with your chisorim. Because a Nivro has a chisorim, that's what he is, you know? That's what I am. I have a chisorim, somewhere I have a chisorim. I'm chosid. When I'm not chosid, then I'm chosid the geula, so you're chosid the geula, because you're all there, we're all in there, you know? But you're chosid something. You're chosid something. You have a lack. You have a lack. You have to approach the Borei Olam with your being lacking. Yeah, not everything is there. It's a very difficult thing to approach the Borei Olam with your blita, with where you are there. Yeah, so it could be that the Hidua makes that where you are there, you also are a clay kibble. That could be. But let's go in a very simple way. You know, in a very simple way. You push it. A person has a lack, the way the Tanchuma says, and there you make the Borei Olam enter, but you don't make him enter as a solution of the problem. You have to make him enter as that he is able to be with you where at the place you are lacking, and the place you are lacking, then you daven to him and he'll answer you, but he'll answer you that it won't suffocate you. It's above. Perhaps you do not see that so much. Perhaps we are so much caught in this not seeing the reality the way it is, so we don't see that mamish, when I can't live with a problem I feel which suffocates me, that's a mess, that's above teva, Vayim Vavteva means only that the walls are falling and not coming in and not falling, or the Amas Hamayim is going backwards. Why only that is a Nes? The Nes is that I have a thing which I don't see any place going further, and the Berlin shows me that I can live with that, I can go further with that. I push further. That's a Nes. That's a real Nes. So that's beyond the Teva. So that's already good. I want to have the first. Otherwise our emuna is a very lofty thing. This one is a very simple thing. Yeah? And this mindset of growth, this mindset that you can go further, that is a thing which we do not attribute to the Boy Oilo.
Go further means go further happily?
Yeah, because you're growing. I want to explain now a thing which is a dangerous thing to say over here, everywhere. But I want to tell you that because I have wants to address that. Our understanding of religion, of Jewish religion, is very much a halachic black and white understanding. And you have to understand that the Shulchan Aruch, the way it's given, it's not so much a place which tells you grow. It tells you to be somewhere, somehow. That's right. I have nothing against that. But halacha is a very black and white thing. As far as you are, Talmud Chochem, whatever it is, so it's also a living thing. But it's a black and white thing. You did the right thing or the wrong thing. It's either yeah or the least, you know. It's a binary choice, you know. Or you did right or you did wrong. You did right and wrong. The point of this mindset I want is beyond that. And this is a problem that we are not religiously think about that. We think psychologically about that. We think that's not connected to religion. What's connected to religion is being right or wrong. And this is suffocating us. And that makes our life not inviting place for the Boy Oilo. Because when it's right or wrong, then the wrong thing are for sure not inviting for the Boy Oilo. But when it's a place of growth, then things which are not going well, it's also a place for the Boy Oilo to invite them. And not only to solve the problem, only that I want the Siyata Dishmaya that with that problem I am able to go further on and have the right preferences. I want that. No? So it's not a question, it's a question of growth. Growth is not a black and white thing. It's not. And when you think over how do you define a religious person today, it's not a growing person. You define a religious person as a righteous person, spotless. One of the problems you have with children's education too. That's what I wanted with the children's education. Yeah, the children's education by you, it's only the spotless people, they are the religious ones. The spotless. I for sure, we would throw out David HaMelech. For sure. Something for a mamzer. A Gingy too, you know. And Bamu, he had in his head, he had some was growing up with like a Balmum. He had a Charitz over here, that's right. Because the Kesab Bnei Amon has to fit. So he didn't fit at the moment, now it is old. He had the Simon, the Malchus Beistovi that they have over here, it's like in the skull, they have something which goes in. You know, the Kesab should fit there, you know. So just imagine you have a child like this born. A gamma gingy, and on a corpus is deformed, you know. And there is a sopegamoy. On the base of is dine, you don't know when it's Jewish, you know. And he's still a troublemaker, the way the big boy said by in the thing. And just. But he's the man, you know. That's the man. That's the man. We wouldn't attribute that one. We wouldn't do that. It's a lack of emunah, Rabbi Yisai. It's a lack of emunah. We only look by the taken. We only look without being Hasidish. Of course, the Hasidic form is full with that, you know. But we only Hasidic. It's a question of a plain emunah. It's a question of plain emunah. Are you able to see that the Boy Oilo is about growth, about development, about going further, or the Boy Oilo is about being right, solved, we
You know? You make a V, that's it. There the Bore Olam is there. No. The Bore Olam is about growth. So this is the Emunah Ubitochen of the Chazon Ish. Yeah? When he says, Gamzu L'Toivo. Gamzu L'Toivo. The point is, I have Bitochen the Bore Olam that I'll grow. The Bore Olam is in the growth. It's not in the being right or wrong. It's not in the product. It's in the growth. Yeah? It's in the growth. That's there the Bore Olam is. But we have first to create that. So this is the big question I wanted to pose over here. That means that to make it work, we have now to find in our life a place or places where we are able to see. I have the right preferences, but my problems are about to move me away from that. And I ask for Satan Ishmaya, or I believe in the Bore Olam, that I'll be able to grow to these preferences. Huh? You are not in London? So I either came for a visit? Okay. So it's all the same with all the problems we have, you know? Is it our family matzav? Is it our money matzav? Is it whatever it is? Yeah? Is it wherever you have the problems, you know? Is it that you say, give me a possibility to grow, or give a solution? So those are two different mindsets: to solve or to grow.
Could the Mashgiach elaborate on why, when you want to grow, why is that less than making the Bore Olam a plumber? Why is that more about inviting the Bore Olam in? Because he wants growth? Is that
of course.
Part?
He wants growth, and not only he wants growth, it is that the growth is not defined beforehand. I'm going together with him. The plumber is defined beforehand. When you have a plumber which will tell you, it's a good thing, the leaking, you know? It will make your plants grow better. You will not accept that. It has to be according to your terms. The plumber has to be according to your terms. But the growth, you're open to growth. You don't really know what's in store. You don't really know what's in store. Look, by me, that drives me a little bit crazy. I prepared that van for a few weeks, even though it doesn't sound like that. But I want to go with you along, not that I come and say something. I prepared a few weeks, and I was interested in all these things which people say make you grow. So psychologists also say that it's a question of mindset, of growth and things. But these American people, they are all about achievement. That means it's back to the plumber. Ich bin gewoon sugar von them, you know. They have very good ideas about the mindset of growth and the mindset of fixed values, but in the end it's because you will achieve your goals. You just make another sivuf into the same boat, you know, just go from the side. No, that is our godless, that we have the Bore Olam there. This overall, that means above all the limitations, this whole psychology, achievement, growth into achievement. It's all, everything on your terms with your limitations. And we are really believing beyond limits. But in beyond limits of growth, not that you can reach beyond limits in your running 100 yards. Then perhaps you don't have to run 100 yards. Perhaps there's another thing waiting for you. You can dismiss. Growth is not achievement. Yeah. When you learn psychology, you know exactly what I mean. You know, it was for me, I think I was very much taken aback. I was reading that and thought, oh, good gesagt. I turned the page, ach, meshugoy zanen zay. And then I thought, oh, good gesagt. I turned the page, zay noch einmal meshugoy. Says, as you gewein, as I, it was eure bechoyser mishtamshin bir rubia za. You know, there were good ideas going on, but they never took off. Because they were all caught in that without the Emunah achievement. And this is the point of our bitochen when we take it only as a machlokes. That Be'etzem we are making the terms. We set the game. I set the game. Yeah? I do set the game. But the Borei Olam is, or specifically giving me this $100,000 I lack for the game, or I believe it will be good with the Borei Olam. And then you ask, what will be good with the Borei Olam? But you don't see now it's entirely other thing. All of them are saying you don't set the game. In Bitochen, you don't set the game. You can't do that. You don't. But you have to make your life an inviting place for the Borei Olam. And then he will come with you and place the game with you. He will be together with you. And perhaps you'll grow in somewhere where you don't expect beforehand. Yeah? I can't know. Same thing with my son. Yeah? I see he's growing. I see that. So now I want to set the game that he has to have this and has to have that, that he should have Menuchas HaNefesh. So the Borei Olam lacht at me and said, das kennst du nicht wissen. You can't know. You see him grow, ask that he should grow further, and you should be for help for him. How and in which sense and what will be, will go together with the Borei Olam. But I have the preferences right because I see him growing. But when it would be only a money question, I would be suffocated from that. I don't mean, there's no growth there. I have to pay this and this amount of money. I don't know where to take it from. Patch. It weighs on my head and I'm there. So now there is no growth there. What do you want to grow there, from there? There's a growth there when you have a preferences which are right, and then you say, help me to do these preferences. I see it only in this way, but you are beyond any borders. Could be another way too. And then that's the right bitochen. And then comes this big thing, this I don't know how, but that you can perhaps in ma'amin or b'teach in a specific thing. That's an unbelievable madrege. You have to be... You can't be talking in a specific thing because of your taivis. As a klora, so ich kann bitochen, dass ich mit haben 5 barrels of wine, you know, in order to be shikar, you know. So this will not do it. Won't do the job, you know. Yeah? This is making your life an inviting place. So now this is a very the nice big thing in our tefillah. Huh?
Yeah, is another way of saying this that the point of bidach is not just to rely on the Eibush to solve your problems, but the study is to have a relationship, to have a dvikas, to have and bring the Eibush into your life. Is that the?
You could say it like this. Only the word of relationship is by me overloaded in a very sensual way. And making an inviting place for the Borei Olam is more, it's sounding to me more neutral, more clean, you know.
I'm meaning that this thing that the growth and move. I'm saying it's to have it vehicles with the work, that you should have a cash and vehicles.
Okay, look. So I can tell you where it comes from. Where I come from. We had once, when that's interesting for you, the Torah behind that. We can make a soccer. I can tell you the Torah behind that. The Torah comes from Golos Mitzrayim. Golos Mitzrayim was the uppermost problem we had ever. And we were davening there. That's right. And what was there? Future. Eke asher eke. There's a future. Yeah? The point of the Emunah, of the root of the Emunah on Klal Yisrael, that there is a future. There's a future. What means by the future? There's a future which is not 100% foreseeable, because you see that now it's all not the way it has to be. But there is a future. There is a future which can reach, can be better. What will be in that future? That's laughed after that you decide that. But there is a future. That's the background of our Emunah. When the future is gone, Klal Yisrael is gone. This is a Ramban is like this. There are all different kind of makiras like that. You take the Das Tunis. You saw once the Sefer Das Tunis, and Das Tunis speaks about the worst scenario. He calls that Toyu. But there is always a future. He says it on the spot. The Bereu is Mastir Ton of Min Oilom Legamre, and you don't see anything. But he has the thought in order to bring the world into a better place. That means even in the worst scenario, there is always future. That's our emunah.
What? Probably didn't even have a future by that case.
Okay, this is okay. I can't. This is not my job. It's a very big sugar by itself. But that's what the Ramban says. That the Asuna says. Okay, this is perhaps a problem. I didn't think about that. I'm not the type which has these all answers all in my pocket. But the future is the point. It's a very Jewish thing.
How does that connect to the? To this other you say that we don't have our own ideas for what's going to happen, but we just want to grow with whatever comes. Why is that Tully in the future?
But there's a possibility to grow. Future means there's a possibility.
A possibility to get a plumber also. Well, what? There's a possibility to have a plumber come and fix the problem too.
Yeah, but the plumber is not a future. The plumber is not a future. Sure, that's only now. It's technically a future.
Yeah.
The plumber is not a future. The plumber knows what he does, and basically he could do it in yesterday. Only he technically didn't do it yet. Future means that there's a development. I'm always there, and the future will be better or different. Then it's now.
It's a development in progress.
That's
the future. Which means it can't be now because it didn't grow yet.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very Jewish thing. Someone told me, when I told them that there's a future, it's a very juicy mice. He said there was a girl which was by a Buddhist group in the Far East, and the teacher said you have to sit down, and you have to sit. And you have to think about your mind, mindfulness, like, and you think about the Hive and breathe and think how we are one with the universe, and you feel so great and connected. That's what he said. And then there was a guy there and said, and then what? And then the Buddhist asked that guy, are you Jewish? And he said, only Jews ask this question. Only Jews ask this question, because others, they don't ask it. You are one with the universe. I feel so happy. That's it. And then he says, and then what? that's the right question. No, there has to be something coming out. There has to be a future there, because it's the most. That's the most basic trait of a Jew, is that there is a future. Huh? And you have to understand that when we are not getting that mindset right, that we have we have a developing thing. We think about development, our growth. The edge we are tampering with our edge of Judaism. Judaism is not only about being correct or not. No, it is about future. Always, it's about future. Huh? So this is a very sad thing to say, but this is the thing which we are fighting today. In children's education, when you have a children's education, you are fighting that the educators and everyone is ceasing to believe that there is a future. They don't believe that anymore. They only see the hoive. I asked today, Hishver, which is a Manal and Cheda, asked today whether there is any correlation between learning well at the age of 10 and learning well at the age of 20. Is there any correlation there? Take all the children which were great at the age of 10, and then you look at those which are learning well at the age of 20. You know, whether those are the same or the different ones, well, how far goes the correlation? You know, what's the high? You still get correlation, that's right, for sure. Yeah, I also say no correlation. By me, for sure not. My son said, I come from non from home, so my son then was asked, why your father doesn't say bohu bo shmoy? Because I don't say that, you know. So my son said, he is my son, you know. It is that son I have to ask for, I have to thank you for it. So my son said, you know, his father didn't say not Omein and not Bohu Bo Shemoy. So he's keeping up the Messiah's Amikdash, you know. So that has no correlation, you know. There's no correlation. It's not a correlation. No clear correlation. Was a clear correlation over here? No. Why is it? We don't know. The Gaon says there's a negative correlation going on. Yeah, you know that. Hizaru bivnei anim shemem teitzet teire. You shouldn't teach the children with the best teachers, because then afterwards they won't learn. That's a Chaim Volozhinov. Yeah. So it's a negative correlation. That's what he says. So I don't tell you have to take your children and out of the cheder for 2 months and go into the old system. Maybe not today they learn till next week or whatever it is. But in the old times they had 2 months off from Vaisa Refield, you know. But I don't want to go back to that. But Rav Chaim also says something. I don't know. But you cease that belief. You think it's all about the and the belief in the future is gone. You have to know that this is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. But the belief in the future is not a lofty belief which has nothing to do with you. That's what I want to work over here. It has to do with you that you have the preferences in your life in a nutshell. You have it somewhere. Yeah? And I wouldn't have seeing, but I would have only troubles, and I see only troubles by the son which I would have to help him, then I wouldn't have the right preferences at all. Yeah? You have children like this, when you see a child and the child makes troubles and you think, I want to pay the child something in order that he should be happy. You know these parents, you know, this is upside down preferences. That's not good. I mean, that's really plumbing, because you have first to see that child is a great child, punctually. Yeah, he's a great stand-upist. Once in a while, you have children which make problems, but they can make the best jokes on the spot, the best stand-upist. When you want to help a child like this, and you want to help him, you have to see that this child has already a mailer. He has a mailer. Otherwise, the whole preference is wrong. What I mean, you don't think he'll grow. You only think, I'll solve the problem. He's hating me, or he's hating the Judaism, or whatever it is. He doesn't see himself. Now, let's put in money, and that will solve the problem. It doesn't solve any problem, because there's no point of growth in this whole picture. There's only problem in this whole picture, and the solution of the problem. That doesn't need to be at all. It has to be growth. So you have to first see that. It's a very lemaisedig thing. When you daven next time on a thing, you want to daven, think about where in your life do you have the seed, where you see things should grow from there or towards there. Yeah? And then you relate to the Bayorim, give me the Siat Ishmaya, I should make that bigger or happening or growing or whatever it is. And that's an unbelievable lemaisedig bitochen that you say, I see it, but I should have the Siyata Dishmaya, and we should make that grow. Yeah?
On the practical application of what you're saying, it seems that the way this Avodah Emunah is most
manifest
discussion is in the Avodah Tefillah, and so I just want to quickly clarify: this is the extra tefillahs, but like the Chere. Tefillah that we have, Sukkah Zumra, Mishmar Esrei, and Krishma, this is a whole different avodah. But like, everything you're saying now is like your own bakashas, your own tachnun. All the tefillahs that we say are not really a place for growth in these things.
No.
Well, you know, you have the whole Sukkah Zumra, the whole Bikash Krishma, it's nothing to do with your own needs. And the whole Shmar Esrei, 99% of it is Tzemach David, Yishmai Mircha. Very, very, very little is practical in your tefillah.
No,
I
don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. Do you want me to relate to this question? Do you want me? No, Franz. It's a very good question. Do you want me to relate to this question, or you have enough for today? Do you want to relate to that?
Or next bad.
What?
Next bad, maybe. It's all that. The ganze shura.
Mishtom is a ganze maisa. I only can tell you the very shitfastika thing. The next step of this, what I said beforehand, is that you understand it's not only you making the boyoilom. Inviting by you, it's the Boreolim wanting to be a guest.
the bitachon after you see that, it's not only that you want him to be a part of your life, you see that he wants to be a guest, he wants to be with you. That's then the deeper emuna, that he wants to be with you. And when you have this deeper emuna, you understand that he wants to be with the Klal Yisrael. And then all the Shmona Esrei comes out of that, which is exactly the same thing as you had beforehand, only you have it in a small place, by you. But when you understand that the Baruch really wants you, then understand he doesn't want only me, he wants the whole Klal Yisrael. This whole Shibo, which is so lacking, and he searches for that. And you can work on that, that you will grow to that, that that speaks to you. You think now I'm speaking like, no, everyone over here is shayach to that, that he has in his heart a belief that the Bir Olam wants, not only he wants him to come to home and then make it an inviting place my life. I understand afterwards the Bir Olam really wants that, he wants that, and then he wants that, the Klal Yisrael comes into the picture, because that's what his interest is. And then the Shmona Esrei comes in as a very, in the very same vein as what we speak now. Huh? It's not a different thing. But that's all Shmuz afterwards.
Yeah,
that's all.
Took it to Zimra? Of course.
Zimra is more the Tziurim on Emuna. The Zimra are not so much a part of that Tfila as a part of a working on your Emuna, that there are Sukis going on in Hashkocha. The Beron is it's like Zimra. When you, I don't know whether you, You still love poetry. Someone of you loves poetry. It's a shame to say, you know. You love it?
We're
supposed poetry.
What?
We're ignoramuses. So I want to ask you. You're a yeshivish guy. You're learning yeshivas. So I want to ask you. Your head has two functions. One function is answering questions, finding solutions. And the other one is writing poetry, which that has nothing to do with solutions. That's more
expression.
What is the main part in your head? The main function, solving problems, going for solutions, and the poetry is only a side product, or the main part is poetry, and the solving the problem is only a side product. What do you think? I think the first way around. That's right.
That's the way we're trained.
But the Chazal say different, because Chazal say lo osid lovoy. There won't be any questions anymore in Gemara. So we will all turn into idiots? No, because the main part of your brain, of your hasogas, is not solving any problem. It's the izbeinus. It's the being there and being able to say a brocha for 10 minutes. Asher brocha. I think that Chaznish was able to say birchas atirei for 20 minutes. He had a good head. A very good head. He knew how to solve problems. He didn't solve any problems there. A yeshiva bracha today, when he says a bracha, then he says boruch, and he wants to have kavanah. Says boruch. Ah, the shita sarashpo is dos, and the shita that's what he would think, you know. No, you think boruch. How long can you think boruch? You know how long? 0.005 seconds, you know. Because boruch, yeah, boruch gezocht, yeah. No, that's boruch. Don't want to reach anywhere. You want to. I had a software to say a word on that, but if you want to live with Ruchnius, man, your heart is the center of your life. The heart wants to reach somewhere. No, the heart doesn't want to reach anywhere. Your heart wants to reach somewhere. Life doesn't want to reach anywhere. It's a very alien construct, this whole thing we have, you know. We are living. We are living creatures. We are not achieving creatures. Life is not about achievement. Your heart achieves something? No, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't go. It doesn't go for a better thing. It's simply there. And that's what your brain does in tefillah. You just live that. You live the thing. Yeah, that's like poetry. That's like poetry that you're enjoying that poetry, and that's Pshukei Zimra. Pshukei Zimra is that going to that mood that is, hey. Ah, to live with the Bir Olam is great. Yeah, and that's why whenever you don't have time, you don't say it. You don't say a little bit, because it depends on your matzah. Better, I think, but in Brisk they, I don't know whether over here someone should really know what Brisk. In Brisk they jump. Reb Chaim jumped. He didn't say all the Pesukim Zimra. So till today, it's like a mitzvah by the Soloveitchiks. They have to jump something here. You know, in Brisk, you know,
He jumps you, he chvoit. You don't have to be jumping, you know. The kennel's don't halt, you know. You have to jump something. Because it's taka, it's not the point of this. But you can't jump Biras Krishwe and say, okay, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. That's only for the. Then you are reformed, you know. Then you have to say every word there. That's a different thing. The Biras Krishwe is a different thing, and this one is a different thing. But Psuk de Zimra is very much this poetry. Zimro, your poetry. You just enjoy that. Ah, I said, good. That developed with the Beroil is unbelievable, you know. That's what you see. That's what Psuk de Zimra is. But Shmoneh is a different thing. It's a Bakosh.
Yeah? Where
are
the
names
that takes away your source of growth?
That means you have another source. You have another source. It has to be.
It takes away your revenue. It takes away your parents. Right? That's where you're growing from.
That's where you're growing from.
So what do you do
then? You have to find the source within yourself. When that point is parent or Rebbe, that was for me a very painful thing when the Mashgiach passed away. Then I had to say, okay, now I have to grow myself. And then I made mistakes. I made major mistakes. Wow. I was thrown out from everywhere because I thought, now the Mashgiach passed away, we have to keep up that Masoiris straight. And I began to be very strongly about not making mistakes, you know, and they made all the mistakes, you know. And not doing that, not Anasha, not doing that, I'm not doing that. And then I was thrown out everywhere and I saw that I have to grow in my way. A more calm way. I can't only keep up to the Rebbe which is not there anymore. Yeah. I mean, the parents were not a key issue, but when you have a source of growth outside, you have to find, and it's a different way. That's why you have a different way. I changed my head when I went to the Mashgiach. That's why you have to change your head, the way you think. Once in a while you change your behavior, the preferences you change. That's what you do. What shall I do?
And the question is like finding the seed. What if the seed is gone?
That's right. So this is what it's similar what you asked last time. You know, how do you find the point of connection? You know, that's what he asks now. You know, you asked it last time. So that was a big struggle. I mean, the 4 weeks, how to find that. Okay, that we could make another one. Now we have already 2 months. But I don't want to overload that. But it's pretty, I think this point of making your life an inviting place for the Boreolam is much more actual for all of us, especially as working people and people which are into that achievement process. It's much more actual than what I spoke last time. That's what I thought and that is a thing which we can take further on always. That will be a good thing in Elul, that will be a good thing in Yontif, that will be a good thing everywhere, this thing, yeah? And that's a good basis for our approach to our own life, yeah? It's a good basis because that's a growth mind. It's a mindset of growth, and where the Be'olam is part of your life. You make your life into an inviting place for the Be'olam. Yeah? So I want you to explore that together. So I have time to speak, and when I've done, you can go, you know, there's no. Again, you can get up and go, you know? Or we can speak.
Just to grasp it, can you define growth? Let's make growth. It's very abstract. Growth. Change. Better. Not fixing problems, it's something else. What is it?
I think when I would address this problem, how do you define growth? I would say you are growing when you see that something is central to your life which beforehand wasn't. Then you grow.
You gain a passion?
I don't know, the passion is central to your life. I think you are falling back to. You see that there is a central thing in your life which beforehand was like an understanding or on the periphery, but now it's more central. more central to your life. Mm-hmm. For example, that happened to me when I'm growing. I'm not living that, but it happened to me with this point of that your idea that the Boreolam is interested in you. That was for me once a very lofty thing. But I saw that this became central to my life more. So that's how I grew. It became central, this idea.
But to apply it to the example with your son, so the understanding that you want to help your son in different ways became more central.
For example, or when you grow, you grow in your
That's the growth in the relationship. If you have the relationship that you have with that local, that's not the growth.
Yes. I don't know what relationship means so much, because I don't see the other one. I have a relationship. Look, okay. Good.
She cooks your meals and does your laundry. That's one relationship. And there's another relationship that's more intimate.
Yeah, but for example, that's exactly. But when I have a relationship, I have a relationship at home with my wife. So the growth there was very much in the interaction. And by the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't see the interaction so on the surface. I don't see that. But for example, by me, the growth was there. I can't tell you. I don't tell you where, otherwise my wife would come run after me with a knife. But this I can't tell you. I had 10 children. And they were all at home, and we were very much in a mood of giving out orders, like in the army, you know. It was 10 children. We had this for them. I was very good. And then the children grew older, and they married, and then I had only one daughter left. I was 16, 17, and then I began to think, how will I spend a Shabbos with my wife alone? And it was a nightmare. it was like a thing I never thought about that one. I will not have anything to speak. You know,
they will invite the grandsons.
Okay, of course, that would be the solving the problem. The plumber, you know, I just invite all of them. They solve the problem. but no, I have now, and now, this was like a hechreach, not a pressure. It was like a hechreach to grow. But what means to grow? I made something else central to my life in the relationship to my wife. I saw the response. That could be the same thing, but I made something else which is central than what's beforehand. What's beforehand was very good, and it was a very functional family, and a very warm and a very happy family. But now something else is central, and it has to be central. That's the difference between when you have young people, which they have a lot of children, and you say, make quality time. But when you are in my age, the relationship to your wife can't be quality time, because that's what it is. You don't have a whole lot of things to do, and then make that's good for young people, you know, which they are all occupied with running after all the things, you know. But now I'm older, you know, so no, that's what it is. So what you do now, you know? So when you are at the age 60 or 60, the way I'm 60 or older, you still make quality time with your life, with your wife. I think you're in a very poor place, you know. You shouldn't. No, you don't do that then. You relate differently. So there's a different thing which became central. And I would say growth. That I might say the central part in your life, that's your heart, that is central to your life. Something like this, and I would say. No, no. Good. Fine.
Does the Zohar want to just leave us with some practical things to do over the next month?
Yeah. So, look, I would go like this, and I would without making it all too much technical, but I would do like this. I would make a regime for two or three things which are important for me, which I feel have to be solved. There are things which have to be solved, and I would want to first, and this is the whole point, I don't want to begin to daven immediately, because that needs preparation. It's not a preparation for the tefillah, it's a preparation for the matzav of tefillah. I want to do two or three things which are really important, and then I would make, and I'm going
and be mizboinen, where is that point of a preference in that field showing up in my life? That means what I did, I see my son, I want to buy my deer, I want to help him, but I see him growing. That's the preference. And I focus on that. And my helping is only helping for that. And suddenly I see, do you know what? I can help him in a different way too. Even not with buying a deer. I can help him learning with him. I can help him with that. This is the preference. And then I see the growth there, and then I down to the Beroilum that he should have a life that he can grow. Perhaps it's also with buying a deal or not, and then this whole thing is takes another thing. When I have other things, whether you have health issues or you have koyvim which have health issues, then you think, where is the preference there? Because all these things which are so important, they have a tendency to suffocate you. Where is the preference? And you focus on that, and then you think, I'm going to daven not to solve the problem. I'm going to daven, the Baruch should give me a siyat dishmaya, that I should see more of that preference in my life. Yeah?
Shidduchim, for example, I mean, single people only feel that they're complete once they make a shidduch. They're all tachlis and leavened to make a shidduch. So at the point of when they're looking for a shidduch, how do they negate that and work?
Look, I had a daughter which needed a shidduch. She made it to herself, you know, she put herself on it. She wasn't old, but she saw that she needed a shidduch. And I was under pressure. That was a thing which was a real pressure. I had no pressures in my life. I had a real pressure, an atomic pressure, you know. That was like, that was the real thing at home, you know, a real pressure. So how did I deal with that? So I didn't know how to deal with that, because you can't really want to walk around Rehov Yafo and ask how do you want to marry my daughter? You know, what shall you do? You know, it's not a tondo, you know. So I daven. But now I have to daven with the right preference. Yeah? So what should I do? What shall I daven? Then I saw a place of davening in a very awkward place. I was then mechadish a new pshat in the Shmona Esra, because there was the problem which was like unsolvable. But then I saw that could what you ask. Rei von Yenu. What means Rei von Yenu? So ain oni elo bedas. So I thought Rei von Yenu. Look, Beroilom, I'm an idiot. I really don't understand your cheshbonis. But v'rivo riveinu. But you should make the solution understandable from me. That means rivo riveinu. In my terms, Rei von Yenu. I'm oni. I do not understand your terms. I'm absolutely confident that you want that this person should have a good life. I'm confident with that. But I'm oni. I don't understand it. But I beg you, Rivo Rivenu, you should make a fight understandable from my side, Rivenu. Ugoleinu mehiro leman shmecho. And you should send the solution, and you know what? I'll praise you for that. Leman shmecho. I'll praise you for that. That was my tefillah. Ganz gute pshatit tefillah. That's one answer. That was my personal growth in the problem of shidduchim. Because the problem of shidduchim take. The preference there was that I didn't forget that the Borei Olam was interested in that. Because when you have a mindset of shidduchim and you have children which have to find shidduchim, you think your children are interested in that, and the hashkocha or the world is against you. And this slowly builds up, you know. And then you have to put that preference back, because this is a world sugya. Shidduchim is a world sugya. It's not your own sugya. To should be about the plan of the Beroilo. That's the way we look at chasna, make a chasna. It's not your own thing. It's a part of being klalisol. So then I had to put that preference back. I had to work hard to put that preference back, like that. Yeah?
and try to do it in the tefillah was really about the preference. I didn't forget. I try not to forget that this is the interest of the Borei Olam. But I can't understand it. My whole tefillah was only, I am too thick. For sure, you have a plan. Look, I am such a thick person. I don't have the understanding for your big plans, which are definitely there. But you should make it in my terms, and I will praise you for that. That's good to feel. It's good. People liked it, you know. Okay, but that was the like the again. I didn't forget the prayer. The feel was about the preference. The feel was not about the solution. Give me that guy or this guy or what should I do? Oh, please give. No, you for sure you have a plan, but I don't understand it. Please make it. I should understand something from that, and I'll praise you for that. Very good.
Make that I should understand. Means the surah.
Naftafke.
Naftafke.
No, that was Naftafke. I do have for sure a plan, but I should be able to understand that. I mean, I would understand with Mizgale that. To understand that it would be better without, you know.
Right.
However, you want to better without, you know. Once in a while, the Eibush will obhitten, but you have there is a hidden genetic problem there, and then Taka, it would be better that she shouldn't marry. No, that wasn't the case, but it could be, you know. Then that would be also good for you. Mm-hmm. It would be a very harsh thing, but it would be also good. You don't want that,
right.
Huh? But. You want to? You see, you have a plan. For sure, there is a plan in that. In that your daughter or your son has problems and is ma'ukif. That's for sure a part of your plan. But please let me see that plan. Let me understand something about that. Yeah? That's a good feeling. I'm saying that was out of this hechreach. But I didn't want that the hechreach should make me only ask for a solution because the solution wasn't there. It's like when you have.
That you might not end up getting the idea for the revelation.
Yeah, that's right. But you have the preference right. It's a good feeling. Again, it's a good feeling.
I mean, it's not right.
The revelation is going to... No, for everything. But it's a good feeling. It's the right mindset. It's a bitochendige mindset. I have a bitochend on you. And I let my life being a part of your chashbonus. I don't pressure that. Yeah?
So that makes
it's the same thing with a health problem of a father, mother, grandfather, you know, just insolvable. So what do you say? And do you notice how many people are when someone is about to die and it's a kul alma about to die? They only say, no, you have to down. Don't be miyush down. That what? That should be a refuge lemon. There was a nice nigris gate is to say, yeah. That I had, for example, I have a friend in a town over here in America with five of eight children are autistic, full. Yeah? Fragile X. Very nice. Fragile X, you know what Fragile X is? You know that Fragile X? They are autistic with a pigou. They are not genius autistic, no, they're autistic and mefagrim, together, five out of eight. And now what do you do, tell him? He should daven, they should be healthy. Now you can't be healthy from a genetic disease. That doesn't work. No. But he thought that's his bitochen. And he got all crushed from that. And there was a whole work to try to help him that he sees he has a healthy family, that means three children are healthy, and he has problems at the family, but the family because of that is crushed. That was the whole point of helping him. This seeing the preferences right and not making the problem overtaking him, because then there's no place of fear anymore. Then you only daven for a solution and the solution is not there. There the solution isn't there. Yeah? Where's the solution over there? Yeah? So first you have to put the preference aside, you have to make that suffocating thing of so many machlas take it away from you and you see that you are still able to grow. And then you can daven. But as long as that was on the top of his head, he didn't go. Yeah, he came to Eretz Yisrael and he went away from Eretz Yisrael after speaking to Gedolim. What they told him, I don't know. But he went away from there with a clarity that when the plane will land, he'll have eight healthy children at home. That's what he thought. And he landed, and there were only three healthy, and the five stayed, because these things stayed. It was like absolute a wrong approach. Perhaps he did it, perhaps he wasn't told clearly, but he came to me with a broken emunah, kaput. No bitochen no emunah. Because what will be with me? The Berlin hates me. No, he doesn't hate you. You have three healthy, good children. And you have five problems. It's nachon, kimat unbearable. But when you don't see the three healthy children, that's the preference. And the other things, they are there too. And you have to deal with that. When you don't see that, there's no place for bitochen. There's no place. Only solve the problem. But you can't solve that problem. It's there. You can't take that off. I don't mean, it's the same thing. That's a good place of bitochen that you grow. You grow with it. Okay? I think it's a very romantic thing. You make a reshima and you take the thing and you first arm is boinen. What is the preference? Yeah? It's the health issue, money issue. What is the preference? What do we want really, you know? And we explain, what do we want? Do I see it already in my life that this what I want is there? Yeah? Do I see it already? This what I want is there? And then I asked the Baruch for a chat in Ishmael. I should be able to see that more, make it more grow. And then suddenly your tefillah is an entirely different tefillah. It's a different place. You're in a different place. Okay? So I think it's a very Lamaisidic thing. And it's more speaking to us. I think it's much better now. You see, it's better coming on the Shabbos than flying in Sunday and coming in 45 minutes after your driving. Okay? I think it's a very good go sitting together, and that will be a basis for working further, and we can work further on tshuva, on whatever you want. That's a good basis for working together. Okay? Good. I can't.